WTAW News time is 7:05. 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A longtime Brazos County official has died. Funeral services for former county judge and commissioner Randy Sims have been set for 11 a.m. at Grace Bible Church on Monday. Sims served 8 years as county judge and 16 years as Precinct 3 commissioner. He was a commissioner when current county judge Dwayne Peters was elected constable in 1993.
I guess we both have pretty strong personalities, and there were times that we disagreed, and, you know, we might even vote in different directions, but Randy was the kind of guy that, you know, if he might be aggravated at you right then, but when the vote was taken and we walked out of there, we could shake hands and we were good friends. And I consider Randy my mentor.
Sims, who also served one term on the Bryan City Council, operated a barbecue restaurant on South Texas for 27 years in the building currently occupied by Jose's. The College Station Community Committee, contemplating a city bond issue this November, has finished 3 public forums. Mayor Nancy Berry says she's waiting for the committees to narrow down the list of ideas regarding public facilities, parks, and streets, among other things.
I personally am not going to make any changes because I think we put together a blue ribbon committee, and we've asked them to do the work, and they've done it. And I'm going to follow their recommendations.
This will wrap up the work of a 23-member committee that has been at work since last fall. Local officials investigating 2 cases of improper photography. A Texas A&M student who works in Hullabaloo Residence Hall is accused of using his smartphone to record someone in a bathroom stall. According to the arrest report, the victim watched a phone rise above the stall and angle down toward him. University Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says they know of only one victim.
After reporting this to us, investigators began to look into the case and were able to obtain a surveillance video from the residence hall, and we're able to identify a person of interest in this case.
Investigators learned the person who shot the video worked at a business inside the building. That led to the arrest of 21-year-old Joe Kalunga of Baytown, who turned himself in the Brazos County Jail and was released after posting bond. The second instance was reported yesterday to Bryan Police. A significant activity report says the location was at Rudder High School. No further information is currently available. A Hearn man has been arrested for stalking his ex-girlfriend in College Station. The victim told police 24-year-old Daniel Dwayne Cooks started tailing her after she left work Wednesday afternoon. On University near Welburn, while stopped in traffic, Cooks got out of his vehicle and started beating on the window and yelling at her. The traffic started moving. Cooks bumped the victim's vehicle with his and continued to follow her until he was stopped by police. The victim said Cooks also followed her home the day before and sent threatening text messages. The future of the head of the state's Health and Human Services Department lies with the governor. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner, who chairs the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee, was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs what he thought Governor Abbott's next step will be following a task force report that was critical of HHS Commissioner Kyle Janik.
Oftentimes when a new governor comes in and there are problems in the agency, they'd like to kind of start with a new slate, and that oftentimes incorporates a change of leadership.
And yesterday, a state audit into a $110 million contracting scandal at HHS says the lack of ethics and accountability cleared the way for a no-bid deal that remains under investigation. WTAW News time is 7:08. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news on the way at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zwirneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery. Watch the chefs create edible works of art through the large viewing windows as you indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And remember the Chocolate Gallery for Easter treats, like delicious iced shortbread cookies, decorated to theme, and decadent handmade chocolate eggs.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Good morning, it's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way
with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable cloudiness across the area this morning. We'll look for a shower or thunderstorm to try to come through this afternoon, though. The activity will be relatively isolated. Temperatures near 80. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm tonight, 50 to 55. Tomorrow, looks like we could see a shower or thunderstorm early. Otherwise, it's partly sunny and cooler, 65 to 70. Clouds return tomorrow night. There could be a shower, 55. Lots of clouds Sunday. The risk of a shower or thunderstorm, a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M football wrapping up practice at number 12 before the guys go on Easter break. Got a big golf tournament in town at Traditions with the top collegiate golfers appearing. And then we'll look at Shaka Smart leaving VCU and Mark Emmert saying that Indiana needs to do different stuff. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports at 7:50.
Well, I hope he does better than the last guy was at VCU, as Jeff Capel, who got fired at Oklahoma. But one of the interesting things in his contract with VCU is that the school that hires him away, there's a buyout, but that's not unusual. The school that hires him away must agree to a home-and-home basketball series with VCU.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, or the other school pays them off $250,000. So just, one little thing that they did to kind of elevate themselves. They figured that they knew they were stepping stone, I guess. So we'll see how that goes. So how's that walking going for you? How long have you been walking? Quite a while?
Who?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Walking?
I walk.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about it earlier. You walked to work one day. Yeah. Anyway, after millions of years of evolution, your feet are not quite as energy efficient as they used to be.
Oh, what?
Enter exoskeletons.
Oh.
Researchers have created a new boot, if you will, that, unlike other exoskeletons, makes walking more efficient without any battery power or power source. The contraption reduces the energy it takes to walk by about 7%. How do they know that? That may not sound like a lot, but keep in mind that this is without any kind of a battery pack or any other source of power. It works differently from exoskeletons that give you superhuman strength, which are really just a matter of expending less energy over a longer period of time. This is much more suitable, and basically if you look at it, it appears to be something like a brace that attaches below your knee and then to an area around your ankle. And as a result, again, makes you walk more efficiently.
If it's comfortable and does what it says, I actually don't know that I'd mind that.
Yeah. Well,
I was walking a long distance.
Well, they say there's a downside to it, and that is if you actually listen, they have videos available.
Uh-huh.
It basically sounds like a robot squeaking through the woods. So they got a little sound thing that they need to. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, hey, the oil can from the Wizard of Oz, right? just carry it with you, and it'll be fine. But nonetheless, it's one more thing that you can do that science is helping you with. And I think, let me see, I had a story here about how fat people would eat less if they'd walk more. Let me see if I can find that. I don't think they call them fat people. That wouldn't be nice. I don't know. I'll find it somewhere. It says overweight people who walk don't want sweets as much.
Oh.
Okay, well. But
if I just set up the buffet at the outer ring of the track.
Yeah, that's exactly. Wouldn't that be? Yes, you can go back for seconds, but you have to walk around this thing two times.
Oh, the chocolate fountain's a quarter mile away.
Can't make it.
No, at that point, you're saying I can make it two miles away.
By the way, while we're talking about all that stuff with feet and stuff, one quarter of your body's bones are in your feet and ankles.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Your feet are your foundations and likely one of the most neglected parts of your body. 8 out of 10 U.S. Americans have foot problems at some point, according to the American Podiatric Medical Association. Them be the foot doctors. Yeah. You need to build strength and dexterity in your feet and toes to avoid injury. Really? A little weight set for your toes?
Yeah.
I'm doing bench press with my toes. Simply trying to pick up a washcloth, a towel, or marbles with your feet fires up those muscles and that helps to build arch strength.
Mm-hmm.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Well, but
to save my back.
But there's some people who don't. Now, just say it. Spreading pointing individual toes and lifting your toes and rolling a tennis ball under your foot and standing on tiptoes can also help. Resting your feet is also important. Most foot problems as a result of overuse.
And just because, and listen, there's a reason those shoes are cheap that you buy, okay?
Oh, yeah.
There is a reason.
Without question.
And if you spend a lot of time in it, you'll know exactly why. But
that's one of the first places to go on my shoes is right above my big toe because I'm moving it so much.
Okay.
It wears out the top of my
shoe. Oh, you're one of those.
Yep.
Okay, I got you.
That's sort of how I scratch my toes in between. Just
okay, so. Yeah. Well, that's and that's, again, the way people walk. And it is. It's interesting as you go through life. Look at the bottom of your shoes. It tells you something.
It does.
Your doctor can certainly tell you that.
I sold shoes as my first job.
Oh, did you?
I learned all about supination and pronation and all that stuff.
So where were you selling shoes?
Just for feet, San Antonio.
Okay, so was it a guy and gal shoe store kind of thing?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have stories about 27 boxes, one shoe in each one, and the lady going, I don't think I want anything.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
you really?
No, it happens. It happens. I changed my mind. The craziest thing about that was, I wasn't there long enough to get the commission, but everyone was on commission.
Yeah.
And it was very professional up front. As soon as we hit that back door, everyone was racing through the stacks of shoes because it was all about time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So now, and again, it's like the library where you just leave the stuff out there and then you have to go back and restock
exactly,
it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now, but the stocking system in this particular shoe store.
It was like the Dewey Decimal System.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Mm-hmm. Okay, because obviously size is part of it, but there's color and there's style that have to be taken.
Oh, what's that number? Reebok. Okay, 400, 452.7. All right, got it.
Really?
Yeah, yep. Size and location, and then they'd always want two different brands from two different parts of the stacks. And,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, that happened.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, was it? Why'd you leave?
I was 16 or 17 years old in high school still, and they kept me till about 2 in the morning on a Thursday.
Oh.
I said, no thanks.
That doesn't work.
That's how I got to work at SeaWorld.
Oh, okay. Well, but the secrets of the shoe stock room revealed. I mean, golly. That
smelled great back there. You know that new pair of shoes smell?
I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, I used to walk into just the Wilson's leather just so I could smell it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You buying? No, I'm just here to smell. Thank you.
Oh, you smell good.
Yeah, very good. All right, let me see here. Hello?
Yeah, he probably left because he was tired of getting compared to Al Bundy.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Exactly.
Yeah.
He's, Al set the bar so high, you had to do that. So this, how does IPO go for GoDaddy?
Oh, did they have one?
Yes, they did. Matter of fact, a couple of days ago, it brought in $460 million. The internet company, which made its name in domain name registration and hosting, sold 23 million shares at $20 a piece, which gave the company a market value of about $3 billion. The company had around 13 million customers at the end of last year. It closed yesterday at $26.50. So I'd say that's pretty good. And again, like most IPOs, with the exception of Google, you get into it then, and that's where the big gains are.
Yep.
For all you people who went, I'm not paying $150 for Google stock. Yeah, well, okay.
if you'd adjust.
And you're right. You aren't paying $150 for Google stock, but that's another story. It's 7:19. Traffic? How's the traffic out there? It's pretty quiet. Pretty quiet. Lots of folks not having to work. Traffic yesterday, I don't want to complain about traffic in this town because it's just not that bad. But compared to the construction job, when you combine the construction situations that we've got and forcing people into residential streets tends to slow things down. I was over in that shopping center where Home Depot is yesterday. It was just crazy. Just people trying to get in and out of. Just craziness.
So narrowing down to one lane, I've always been a person who wants to get in as early as possible because I don't want to be that guy.
Right.
But I've seen the studies that say get as close as possible and then do every other car. That's the most efficient way.
Yes.
The problem is if people are going to have different opinions, I just don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
It was 2018 approaching George Bush going back north, I guess.
Okay.
And then we had a little, probably 0.2 of a mile where it was just one completely open lane, and people were stopping in the middle of the previous intersection. I guess that's Luther,
right,
trying to move in there, so they weren't that guy.
Right.
And I completely changed my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. That
it was ridiculous.
Sure, sure.
So, yeah. I don't know. I almost wish we could do a statewide campaign, zip up and zip in or something like that. Just...
I don't know.
If everyone did it, it would work. I just don't want to be the one person who's like, no, it's efficient, trust me.
Well, and again, and we've talked about this. I've talked to some people really off the air about this, but get to the grid, the first two ball games is going to be horrible. It's going to be horrible. And it's not anybody's fault. I mean, you know, the mall decided that they didn't want to do get to the grid anymore, and so... You know, you got to find something else. So the first at least two games, you're going to have people still going over to the mall who are going to be turned away. So they're going to be pissed. And they're going to be going, I have to go where? I don't even know where that is. And
do you know how many years we've been parking here?
Exactly. You know, and you know, I got tickets and such. Well, and the thing is, they'll time it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So that they're going to be where they need to be. And, you know, again, Highway 30, not the best. Not the best way to be going, either 60 or 30, not really designed for being able to handle vast amounts of traffic. 60, much better, because it is four lanes, and I saw yesterday the speed limit out there is 60 as you get toward Hudson Park, and I didn't realize that. But the fact that they're going to have to change the way they do things, and maybe most importantly of all, these are people who don't live here.
Right.
So how do you get that information out? Hello?
I got a comment about that merging into traffic.
Go ahead.
So if the guy you're trying to get in front of, if his car is faster than yours is or smaller than yours is, you just go ahead and pull in front of him. He will get out of the way.
Oh, see, and that's what I was about to ask you, sir. What do you drive?
A BWT.
So what is that?
BWT, big white truck.
Oh, I got you. Okay, yeah, I hear you. Okay. Because,
Yeah,
there's a mindset to it. Believe me. Yeah, you're right. I had never heard that before. Have you heard BWT before?
No,
I haven't either. Thank you, sir.
It makes sense.
But you know, two things can happen if you got if a big white truck is if there's a dually, because then you have to kind of acquiesce to them, or and it's got a weld, you know, welding gear on the back, and or if you've got something that's really jacked up. Which I don't understand how you climb into that truck, but that's a whole other story.
Well, you're not really the one for that, Scott.
That's what I'm saying. This is not meant for you. You have to be this tall to drive this truck.
Actually, I don't know. I've sort of seen evidence the taller the truck, the shorter the guy.
Hey.
I'm just saying.
All right, just say it. Okay.
Compensating.
But, right. But.
Wow.
But again, the whole traffic situation with. And the thing is, that will end up having a negative impact on people who aren't even going to the football game, you know? And
sure.
And there are folks here who don't. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. The merging problem is easy to fix. You put one of those little terrible lights up that's red light, green light, red light, green light, and you go when it's green.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, you punish them with some sort of public shaming.
I like that. Public shaming is always good for people who do stupid things in a vehicle.
I was thinking something with electronics.
Well, and again... We had this earlier this week with Something You Should Know, talking about the person who's in front of you who doesn't go when the light turns green, or you think they're an idiot, unless it's you.
Oops, I'm sorry. Yeah, totally missed
right.
this
Oh,
one.
Sorry, yeah. Oh, it's my turn to be an idiot. Yeah, but you don't think of yourself that way. And again,
I sort of do sometimes.
Okay. Well, okay.
yeah, I get the point.
And if you want to do that, that's fine, but and... I know, you know, we just need to leave earlier, right? If we just leave 5 minutes earlier,
it's very true.
A lot of that probably would be taken care of. I still want red light cameras back, though. I'm just saying. Well, again, when you watch them, just run right through it. Well, I was going to do a thing on cologne. We hadn't have time. We talked about traffic. It's okay though.
The Whopper cologne.
We have no.
Oh
no. How to apply cologne?
Ah.
Yes, cologne rules basically. Cologne. Because cologne guidelines would be the proper thing to say. Rather than rules. Well, I just after best practices.
Yeah,
after we talked about Brute yesterday, 2 days ago, I was still shuddering over that in the afternoon. Just thinking about that. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. In the meantime, Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Kind of an interesting weekend for weather. It's, I think, unseasonably warm, pretty close to being unseasonably warm. High temperature today, about 80. A 40% chance of showers if they happen. It'll be in the afternoon. 52 for a low temperature tonight. Tomorrow, high temperature of only 68. With a 20% chance of showers and winds out of the north. Then on Saturday night, we'll be down to 55. Back up to 75 on Sunday. There's a 40% chance of showers, as they tell us right now. Then Monday and Tuesday, we're back up into the 80s once again. So a little bit cooler, a little dip in the temperatures here this weekend. Right now, we have overcast skies out there, and it's 70 degrees.
Children and youth were important in the ministry of Jesus. He saw them as an essential part of the kingdom of God, from whom we have much to learn. We at A&M United Methodist Church celebrate the blessing of children and youth. You're invited to come to Brian Bachman Community Park Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for our children's Easter egg hunt, and then join us on Easter Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. for a youth-led sunrise service, followed by a free breakfast. We hope you'll celebrate Easter with us at A&M United Methodist Church in Northgate.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. A warranty is only as good as a company who offers it. That's why Brazos Valley Flooring Design has been voted best of the Brazos for 11 years in a row. We stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. Come by our showroom and see for yourself. Our selection and prices won't be beat. Visit Brazos Valley Flooring Design in College Station off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, isn't this sad? Seems like that Senate Minority Leader Dingy Harry's upcoming retirement's causing a family feud among his leadership team. Democrat Senators Dick Turbin and Chuck U. Schumer are accusing each other of dishonesty. Now, Turbin is a Democrat Party Senate whip. That makes him a number two guy behind Dingy Harry, the underboss. Now, he took himself out of the running for leader to support Schumer's takeover when Dingy Harry leaves. That much both guys agree on. The feud began because Dick Turbin wants to remain whip. That's a job that he's held for 10 years. His spokesman, Ben Martyr, says that when Turbin took Schumer aside to promise he wouldn't run for the leadership, the two guys agreed to support each other, and they shook hands on it. But Schumer says he doesn't remember that. His spokesman says it never happened. Chuck U reportedly wants a number three Democrat, Patty Murray of Washington, to take over as his number two. He wants to toss his buddy, former roommate Dick Turbin, under the bus. So Dingy Harry isn't even out the door, and the vultures are already fighting over the spoils. You have to admit, it's amusing to watch these guys accuse each other of lying and to see their usual ruthlessness and duplicity aimed at each other for a change. I just wish it would last.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
April is tax time, but it's also time for red tag savings, thanks to my good friends at Mahindra Tractors. Take your tax refund and invest it in caring for the land that you love with a new Mahindra tractor. This month only, the Mahindra E-Max 22 gear tractor with loader and select implements starts at just $186 a month. Mahindra will even throw in a $500 power package rebate, zero interest for 84 months, and Mahindra's famous 5-year warranty. And check out the new Mahindra Impact Extreme Utility Vehicle. It's a real workhorse, made in the USA, coming soon to a dealer near you. Learn more about the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A local leader in government and business has died. Randy Sims served a combined 24 years as Brazos County judge and commissioner before retiring 4 years ago. Current county judge Dwayne Peters considered Sims his mentor.
He was a great community guy. He spent a lot of time, even outside of government, but just dealing with people. He was a great people person.
Peter says Sims' ability to get along with everyone came from the barbecue restaurant he ran in Bryan for 27 years.
He would, at Christmas time, make a big batch of sauce and then give away quarts of the sauce to, you know, to the staff and commissioners and all. And it was something that I really looked forward to at Christmas. I don't know what the recipe was. I think it was a family secret. He never would give it out. But it was really good.
Sims and his wife, Brenda, were named Citizens of the Year last November's Chamber of Commerce annual banquet. Sims, who also served on the Bryan City Council, was active in many local and state organizations. You can read a list on our website at WTAW.com. Funeral services for Randy Sims are scheduled for Monday at 11 a.m. at Grace Bible Church. Significant activity from the Bryan Police Department included a case of improper photography at Rudder High School yesterday. No further details are available at this time. In College Station, Texas A&M police arrested a student who works at a business inside a Hullabaloo residence hall for shooting video of a student who was in a bathroom stall. Lieutenant Alan Barone says surveillance video led to finding the suspect.
This case remains under investigation, and anyone with information regarding this case or any similar incidents is urged to contact the University Police Department at 979-845-2345.
According to the arrest report, the victim saw a phone rise above the stall and angle down towards him.
It's always important for individuals to be aware of their surroundings, their personal safety, no matter where they are. And any time that they observe anything suspicious or feel that they may be the victim of some type of criminal offense, to contact their local police department.
The student who was arrested, 21-year-old Joe Kalunga of Baytown, lives off campus. He is out of jail after posting bond. A Hearn man has been arrested for stalking his ex-girlfriend in College Station. The victim told police 24-year-old Daniel Dwayne Cooks started tailing her after she left work Wednesday afternoon. On University near Welburn, while stopped in traffic, Cooks got out of his vehicle and started beating on the window and yelling at her. After traffic started moving, Cooks bumped the victim's vehicle with his and continued to follow her until stopped by police. The victim said Cooks also followed her home the day before and sent threatening text messages. The committee of 23 College Station volunteers has collected public opinions about what should be included in a bond issue going to voters this November.
Each of the committees, transportation, parks, and facilities, will now meet. They've gotten the public information. They've gotten the information from staff. They are going to go and narrow down the projects that they are going to come and recommend to City Council.
Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says she will not make any changes to what will be recommended by what she considers a blue ribbon committee. More criticism has come to the director of the state agency that has 54,000 employees and spends one-third of the state's budget. Health and Human Services Commissioner Kyle Janik was the subject of a state audit released yesterday that shows a $110 million contracting scandal was the result of a lack of ethics and accountability. This followed as a governor's task force report on HHS that Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner says recommends some reorganizing.
DADS, Department of Aging Disability Services, as well as Department of Assistive and Rehabilitative Services being merged, but that timeline being postponed 1 year to 2018, with maintaining independent agencies the Department of Family and Protective Services, as well as the Department of State Health Services.
Schwartner was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs about the future of HHS Commissioner Kyle Janik, who has come under fire.
That's the governor's call regarding the leadership of the entire enterprise. I certainly know Commissioner Janik, and I think his heart's in the right place.
Schwartner, who chairs the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee, joined other lawmakers to review the task force report with the governor and his staff. Texas lawmakers are monitoring what other states have done with religious freedom legislation. Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County says it's too early to say what impact Indiana's new law will have here.
From my standpoint, obviously traditional family values are very important to me. Protect our people's religious freedoms and limit government and the private business and industry. I mean, business owners know who they need to hire. This goes back a long time in our history and starts with the Indians and other issues. So as laws and times change, we need to make sure those laws are adapted to fit today's world.
There are at least three proposals related to religious freedom pending in Austin. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This year, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley will host its 11th annual tribute luncheon, Tuesday, April 14th at 11:30 a.m. at the Hilton College Station.
The luncheon will honor longtime supporters of our community and our good friends, Cherry and J.J. Ruffino. If you'd like to attend this annual fundraiser for the Community Foundation, call 589-4305.
Individual luncheon tickets are $50. Come celebrate with us and help raise funds for the foundation.
And to celebrate Cherry and J.J. Ruffino, Tuesday, April 14th at the Hilton College Station.
Registration is underway for Lemonade Day, a nationwide event that teaches kids how to start and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. Registration is free. Participants will receive a free backpack filled with guides and goodies, plus the kids get to keep what they earn. Participants can also take part in free contests for a chance to win prizes. To learn more and to register, visit LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
Good morning. It's 7:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyard.com.
Lots of cloudiness across the area today. We'll look for temperatures to make their way up to about 80 this afternoon. We could see a stray shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures tonight will drop to 50 to 55, a shower or thunderstorm possible. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny with highs of 65 to 70. Tomorrow night partly to mostly cloudy 50. We'll have clouds, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm during Easter. High temperatures on sunny around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay.
When we got guys out, right, and we're maybe one or two short, we're going to put you in there with the ones, and we're going to throw you the ball on third down. What can we count on? That's what really spring football is all about. Right?
That's Coach Kevin Sumlin talking about what they're looking for in spring practice. They wrapped up practice number 12 last night. We'll have more on A&M football. A&M golf has a big tournament this weekend at Traditions, and they're talking NCAAs and all bunch of stuff with the Indiana legislature. Plus, Shaka Smart is going to Virginia Commonwealth. Coming up.
He's leaving Virginia.
I'm sorry, you're right. He's going to Texas.
Yeah.
I got thrown off by Menomina.
It'll happen. So, Peeps, owned and made by Just Born Incorporated, a candy company located in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. The company is named for Sam Bourne, who is the Russian-born founder and confectioner who started the brand in 1917. And again, last year they finished eating the first batch.
They did not.
They did.
They didn't.
They're made by hand, and it takes nearly 30 hours to create them. Today it takes six minutes. When they started, it took 30 hours to create. Just Bourne makes 5.5 million peeps each day.
Wow.
Whoa. The original peep had two small wings coming off. That's why I tell you, they've got them backlogged. They're in a vault somewhere, underground. In 1955, the company dropped the wings to streamline the creation process. So if you have old original Peeps, you know, they looked different. You find Peeps in grocery store shelves and candy stores. There's several brick-and-mortar shops specializing in Peeps. The first Peep-themed store opened in 2009 in Maryland, right outside Washington, D.C. Since then, the company has opened two other locations, one in Bethlehem. Do you think they have a company store where they have seconds in there, you know? Or something went wrong, terribly wrong in the process? Yeah. They also
a little House of Horrors.
Exactly. They also have a store in the Mall of America.
Peeps does?
Yep. And there's also a Facebook group that's dedicated to those who dislike Peeps.
The wings are nice, but the legs are always first to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, always.
You know, I know I've probably eaten one, but it's been a long, long, long time.
I do have to take homage, though, with your music selection here.
You like that?
Yeah. No, actually, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Because well, you should have known this.
He doesn't know what this is.
I don't know what that is, yeah. What is that?
We learned that last year.
Oh, it's the chicken dance.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, that's good. So there
is South Texas Weddings.
There is a clearinghouse of Peep websites. It's called geekbabe.com/peeps.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
All right.
Okay. And they also apparently somebody's put an online movie together called Lord of the Peeps. So that's great for you. I know. And for what it's worth, Sacramento, California hosts an annual peep eating contest.
It's called
the Peep Off. usually the Saturday after Easter for the sole reason because there's tons of them. What are you going to show me something? No, okay.
The Peep Off?
Yeah, the Peep Off. Let's see. One year in 2003, the winner downed 103 peeps in 30 minutes.
Oh, my.
Yeah, his name is Dennis Gross. How's
so
that for
do you get a free diabetic test
I
with
have
that?
No idea. And, of course, peeps are jokingly described as indestructible. In 1999, scientists at Emory University performed experiments to measure the stress and heat tolerance of peeps. What happens when peeps are placed in a vacuum, in a hot tub, in liquid nitrogen, electrocuted, etc. You can see the results, by the way, at peepresearch.org. You've got time to do that today. But a warning, the scientists claimed that the little eyes on the peepsters would dissolve in anything. So they end up being basically, you know, blind peeps.
I wonder what Peepta has to say about that.
Yes, peeps, by the way, are insoluble in acetone, water, sulfuric acid, and sodium hydrochloride.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
They're insoluble?
That's what I said, and you ate them.
It seems like sulfuric acid would react with the sugar.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
That's what the people at Emory University say, so I'm not sure. Okay, you can shut that off. Thank you.
It's the chicken dance. We're talking about peeps.
I know. That's true. So you never know what you're going to find in an Oreo. The big wigs at Nabisco mixing things up now. They've done the cotton candy flavor.
Ugh.
Oh, just 3 months after they made a splash with the red velvet Oreos, which I never saw any place.
I didn't either.
Anyway,
disappointed about that.
To buy the sandwich, they've got pink and blue swirled cream inside the golden wafers, but act fast. They're on sale through April the 14th. For $2.99.
Which ones are those?
That's the cotton candy ones. I'd already heard about that.
It bugged me seeing the Easter ones
in
the store because you look at it, it says, same great taste, different color. That's it. Just dye the cream.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Come on.
Oh.
Someone's buying that, though.
I'm not even sure I go with the blonde Oreos, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of a purist, but, you know, again, at least you can smile after you've eaten the blonde ones, right?
True. Very, very true.
Crocs are hoping to make a comeback, walking the path of the current ugly shoe trend. Rack.com says the company has spent recent years focusing on the ballet flats and other styles, but with the resurgence of Birkenstocks and other so-called ugly styles, the classic Crocs... are rolling out a new ad campaign along with a more feminine version of Crocs that are called Free Sale.
Oh, of course.
Free Sale.
Yeah. Crocs were really popular, or I think still are, with the healthcare workers.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
on their feet all day, pretty easy to keep clean.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. You do that. All right, cologne.
Germany?
We were to know.
Okay.
Cologne.
We were talking about this earlier this week. yesterday?
Was it toilet water?
Okay. Well, exactly. The whole idea is, guys usually put too much of that on you.
Especially when they're wearing polo.
Yeah. And, well, I don't know about that. I'm just
I don't know what it is about that fragrance that makes
You said that. And, I mean, when he said brute, it kicked in my gag reflex. So just, it all depends on the person. But here's the deal. Everybody has had the experience of being around somebody who's put way too much cologne on. So GQ magazine recommending how men should apply cologne so as not to offend and overpower. The preferred method is the spray and dab. Deliver one squirt to each wrist and then dab your neck. Why?
Like a girl.
Yeah. Has nothing to do with pulse points. Oh. Just it's where your skin meets the air the most often.
That's true.
Okay. So that does make sense.
Sure.
If you're wearing a powerful cologne, spray a burst in the air in front of you and walk through it. Okay, that's it. That prevents you from going too far. Never spray the cologne directly on your chest or your clothes or your neck. That's a good way to get everybody in the elevator to hate you. So.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, but they just said to walk through it, but don't spray it directly.
Right,
on.
Exactly. Okay. That way it's diffused through the general air that you're in to take care of that. And don't put it on your hand, because then you shake hands with people and they get to have your cologne on their hands all day, which is a little bit annoying. All right.
I just take a Glade clip on in my back pocket.
Works.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Easter is just around the corner, and for many families, this holiday doesn't mean much. It's just a fun day to eat candy and hunt for colorful eggs. But there's a deeper message to the day that many people overlook. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Several years ago, back when video stores were still around, my wife and I went looking for a well-known film that told the story of Easter. And we couldn't find it on the shelf, so we asked the young lady behind the counter if they had it available. She pointed us to several children's videos that talked about the Easter Bunny. And we said, no, we're looking for a video about the real story of Easter. She said to us, isn't that the real story? Judging by the confused look on her face, she had no idea what we were talking about. And that's the trouble. A lot of people seem confused about the true message of Easter. And that's because its deeper meaning gets lost behind mountains of chocolate and cute rabbits. In a nutshell, Easter reminds us that despite the problems of this world, our lives can be filled with hope. Easter is about God saving humanity in a way it could never save itself. It's about life overcoming death and setting our future on a positive course. And that's why Easter is one of my favorite holidays, because it fills our life with genuine hope. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Do you freak out every time you break out? Well, I've got one word for you, Proactiv. There's a huge reason Proactiv is the number one acne treatment in the country. It totally works. Prescription-grade Proactiv heals your acne and even prevents future breakouts. How great is that? There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactiv. Their faces are their money. And I'm telling you, it's time to get it, because Proactiv has set up a special dedicated 800 number. So get ready to punch that number into your phone. Pull over if you have to. Here's the deal. $19.95 gets you ProActive, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush. It's valued at $45, and it's yours free. So is the shipping. For only $19.95, you, my friends, are guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you'll get your money back. Here's the number. 1-800-543-3313. Got it? Good. Call for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-543-3313. 1-800-543-3313.
When it comes to more utility, performance, and strength to get the job done, Sioux Falls Prater has the right John Deere tractor for you. The incredibly powerful John Deere 5E Series utility tractors are loaded with tons of horsepower, top-of-the-line lift capacity, and comfortable features that provide year-round productivity. And right now, get $2,000 off or 0% financing for 60 months. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends April 30th, 2015, subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:50 on the dot. Many of the country's top collegiate golfers will be right here in Aggieland this weekend as A&M hosts the Aggie Invitational at Traditions Golf Course. Senior Greg Yates spoke with Zach Taylor about Traditions being as big a home field advantage as Kyle or Olsen Field is to their respective squads.
Talking to guys who come here that don't play here, they're always really intimidated by, tee shots and the tiny greens, but playing it every day, it's not that big a deal for you to go up there and hit driver down the middle on a hole, and somebody else might be nervous about it.
Admission to the tournament is free for fans, as the tournament begins with a 36-hole day Saturday before concluding the final round of 18 on Sunday morning. Each round slated to start at 7:30. The number one baseball team in the land has got to wait another day if they want to play. The series opener between A&M and Kentucky was slated for last night. It got postponed due to weather. They'll start things back up again today at 6 and then play a pair tomorrow, but they'll only be 7-inning games. It'll start at noon. You can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Day 12 of Aggie football spring practice is in the books, and following the workout, head coach Kevin Sumlin met with reporters. He explained what he considers to be one of the most important aspects of spring football.
When we got guys out, right, and we're maybe one or two short, we're going to put you in there with the ones, and we're going to throw you the ball on third down. What can we count on? That's what really spring football is all about right now for a lot of different people. Not the newcomers, but the guys who've been in this program for a couple years who understand. What we're trying to do is you're trying to prove to us that we can trust you in critical situations. And the only way to do that is through putting those critical situations on people in practice and seeing if they can handle it.
The guys will get an Easter break, then back to work Tuesday, and then they'll wrap up spring ball the following Saturday with a scrimmage. 22nd-ranked A&M softball team will continue a homestand this weekend as they welcome ACC foe Georgia Tech, with one game scheduled for today and then a pair on Saturday. First pitch tonight, 6:30 on the Zone HD 95.1-3. And then Saturday, they'll play at 2 and again at 4. The 8th-ranked tennis team in the country is Texas A&M, and they'll host their final home match against Auburn. It's set for 1 o'clock at the Mitchell Tennis Center this afternoon. The Virginia Commonwealth Sports Information Director Scott Day has confirmed that basketball coach Shaka Smart is leaving the Rams and heading to the University of Texas in Austin. Texas Athletic Director Steve Patterson flew to Richmond yesterday to seal the deal. Smart won 26 games in his last 6 seasons at VCU, and has been one of the hottest properties in coaching since leading the Rams to the Final Four back in 2011. NCAA Pres Mark Embert says the association spoke with lawmakers and the governor of Indiana about how best to revise the state's new religious objections law. A revised bill is working its way through the Indiana legislature, and here's Embert.
We are now awaiting the potential revision of that bill. The House and Senate are working on it right now. The leadership of both of those bodies has been very forthright in saying that they need to get it changed earlier today, and we're certainly very hopeful that they will and believe that it absolutely positively needs to get fixed.
Emmert did release a statement earlier in the day saying that he was pleased with the revision, but says the NCAA is in a, quote, wait-and-see mode now. In Texas PGA action, Phil Mickelson is in contention heading into the second round of the Houston Open, shooting a 6-under-66. That leaves him tied for 4th, 3 shots behind leader Scott Piercy. A pair of Lone Star NBA squads went nose-to-nose yesterday, and James Harden scored 24 points, and the Rockets ran over the Mavericks 108-101. Harden says Houston is still a work in progress, though.
We're just growing, man. We're growing as a team. You know, we're growing as a team. We're starting to execute down the stretch, and
That's going to be very important for us, especially in the playoffs. You know, playoffs is a possession by possession game. You know, so as long as we can lock in and focus on what we need to do, we'll be all right.
With the win over the Mavs, the Rockets moved to within a half game of Memphis in the race for the number 2 seed in the Western Conference behind Golden State. And finally, in the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys are making moves. They've announced the return of linebacker Rolando McClain. McClain signed a 1-year contract after reviving his career with a solid 2014 season. Deal's worth about $3 mil. McClain will start at middle linebacker for the Cowboys. And that's your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Need a great tractor to help with your chores? Get a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268.
Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
Join us Easter Sunday, April 5th at First Baptist Bryan for Operation Easter. Operation Easter is a free event for the community where 20,000 eggs filled with goodies will be dropped from a helicopter between our morning worship services. All children from newborn to sixth grade are invited to join in the festivities to collect as many eggs as they can. Our traditional service will begin at 9 a.m. Easter eggs will fly at 10 a.m., followed by our contemporary service at 11. We at First Baptist Bryan would love for you and your family to join us as we celebrate Operation Easter.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. 3 minutes till. So we got the national championship thingy in men's basketball, the Final Four.
Yes.
That'll be at 5:09. It says here is when TBS will tip off Kentucky and Wisconsin. Duke and Michigan State, of course, will follow after a reasonable amount of time. And I know the media wants to make this a really, really big story about how Kentucky could go undefeated, yada, yada, yada.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. If Kentucky wins 50 more consecutive games, they will tie UCLA's all-time record. I'm just saying. If they win 50 more games.
You know, when I was a kid, I walked to school. I'm just saying,
UCLA went undefeated in 1964.
I know.
Oh, wait. Oh, in 1967.
I know.
Oh, wait. In 1972 and in 1973.
But when's the last time it happened?
I understand.
Things have changed.
Things have changed to some extent. But still, it would have been cool if UCLA would have made the tournament. I mean, that would have been
fun. That would have
been
neat.
Would have been fun. But anyway, the first time the national championship game was televised was in 1954.
I think UCLA did make the tournament. I just don't think they advanced very far.
Yeah, they don't. No. They were a game away from making it at the Final Four.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. LaSalle beat Bradley in that first televised game, and the championship game was held in Kansas City, Missouri. I guess so.
Home of many a Big 12 championship.
This one will probably be broken. The most watched NCAA championship game, 34 million viewers back when Duke and Michigan played back in 1992. So
Christian Laettner.
Yeah. 2008 is the only year in which all four seeds made it to the Final Four. And UCLA, of course, has won more national titles than anybody in history. We know that.
Just not lately.
That's right. Kentucky, 7. Duke is tied for 5th. And so there we go. Anyway, those are your stats. As we get ready for that, things that have turned 30 this year.
I do not want to hear this.
Back to the Future.
Yep.
We Are the World.
Back to the Future, by the way, the date was 2015.
Oh, was it?
Yep.
Oh, see. Yeah, that's not good. WrestleMania 1 is 30 years old. Pictionary is 30 years old. The discovery of the Titanic wreck is 30 years old.
Wow.
Blockbuster Video. They're dead now, but that's 30 years ago.
If they'd have taken better care of themselves.
That's right. Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego is 30 years
old. Best theme song ever.
Yeah, it is. Calvin and Hobbes, 30 years old. Microsoft Windows 1.0 is 30 years
Holy
old.
Holy mackerel.
Uh-huh. The first .com, that was Symbolics.com, is 30 years old. And the first David Letterman top 10.
Really?
Yep. And that was top 10 words that rhyme with peas. We may go drag that out. And the first million-selling CD. Have you got any idea what that was, Rockboy?
First million-selling?
First million-selling CD.
Elvis?
Dire Straits.
Money for Nothing?
Brothers in Arms.
Brothers in Arms. Yeah. Money for Nothing's on that one.
That's it. There you go.
Wow.
All right. Now you feel old. Here's our weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High temperature today, right at 80 degrees with a 40% chance of showers. 52 for a low tonight. Tomorrow, the high will be 68 with winds out of the north. 40% chance of rain on Sunday with a high of 75. We're back up to 80 on Monday. 71 now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.